This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Generation Next. Tonight in the studio, we have Emma, Matt and Pat. Now, tonight we are talking about love.
Love.
Because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
It is, and we're all very excited, aren't we?
Are we all in love?
We are. Are you, Emma?
I'm in love.
Aww. So, if you have anything you want to tell us about love, you can text us on 0427-JOIN949. What are our Facebook and Twitter? Because I have no clue.
We're twitter.com/gennextjoy949. And on Facebook, you just need to search Generation Next. And hey, did you know we have a podcast?
Yes. Well, you You're like, why don't they know?
You can find it at joy.org.au and just sort of search and follow the prompts.
Mm. So, well, let's start with a little bit of how did we meet our lip partners, should we?
I actually went to high school with mine. Aww. It sounds so weird to call him a partner. It sounds very grown up. Can I just call him my boyfriend?
Your boy.
My boy. We went to high school together.
That's adorable, though.
It's not really, because I was really mean to him in high school. Yeah, we only got together a few years ago.
Did you just shut him down completely? It was one of those he loves you if he hates you kind of thing?
Pretty much.
I feel there's extra people in SG.
Welcome to Generation Next. It's currently 10 past 7. We're talking about Valentine's Day today. Obviously, it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, so we thought we should just cover it off this afternoon. We were talking about how we met our partners. Now, Emma met her partner at high school, which we thought was adorable, but apparently she bullied him a little bit.
I was so mean.
That's horrible.
I'm still mean to him.
You're still mean? Oh, wow. How many years is that now? Is that months, years?
Nearly two years.
Poor guy.
Straining to assault soon.
I'm breaking him down. I'm wearing him.
Bit by bit. That's the way to go.
Step. Anyway.
So, Patty, how did you meet your partner?
Very drunken at IQ.
Best way to go.
It was that next morning in my head, because I saved his number on my phone, but I couldn't even remember his name.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I'm just in here. I'm like, what was the name? I'm searching through the phone. I'm like, it was something weird. Then I found it. I'm like, that was my theory. Then I found it. I'm like, I think this is it. I texted him and then, yeah, went from there.
Meeting people drunkenly at IQ is how you meet some of the best people you will ever meet. I have to say that.
Or the worst.
The best and the worst.
The best and the worst. There's no middle ground. You won't meet any, you know, plain olds. What about you, Matt? Because I know that you're getting married
in a week and a half, indeed. Yep. The big day's coming. Chains, etc.
You're such a grown-up.
I know.
Calling people your partner and getting married.
I've never been able to call it anything but partner. I don't know why. Even when I was, I think, 17, I was still saying partner instead of boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah, I don't know why. Maybe just personal preference. Yeah. I met her actually breaking the mold online. Yeah, that's right.
Breaking. Oh.
You followed that yellow brick road very well.
That's really interesting because a lot of people are meeting online these days.
These days, yeah. Well, look, I think it was just that I'd really gotten over the people I was meeting in clubs and pubs and bars, and it was just not the right type of person for me. And so I'm like, well, bugger that, I'm going online and having a look there. And sure enough, within, I think it was 2 days, actually, 3 days of signing up.
That is amazing. That is such a good story.
Yeah. I love online. It's such a great thing. Like, you meet such... I would not be in the city and moved here if it wasn't for Grindr. Like, I'm not even joking about that.
We've talked about Grindr before. See, I think Grindr is different to online. Because
it's a lot is bad, but like I met someone and he's my best friend now, and that's how I got introduced to the entire gay world because of it. Like,
because of Grindr.
It's
we'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
Because we've got to put little earmuffs on. But hey, listen to this.
Hi, this is Howie D.
This is Brian.
This is Nick.
And this is AJ.
And we're the Backstreet Boys.
And you're listening to Joy.
Welcome back to Generation Next. It's currently 20 past 7. Now we're talking about love.
Love, because it's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Indeed.
Yes, and that was a little bit of Whitney.
And I just, I'm sorry, I'm lost for words on radio because Patrick didn't know who Whitney
Houston was.
Did
not know at all.
Until yesterday. And shame I just saw so many posts on Facebook.
Who's this Whitney person?
Yeah, I'm like to my boyfriend, I'm like, who's Whitney? And he's like, really? I'm
like, there's been a bunch of things like this that have happened. You've been like, who is that? And I'm trying to remember them because they always happen on air. And we
the
all
notebook?
Just,
he's never seen the notebook?
Never seen the notebook. Oh, my Lord. Where have you been?
I'm so embarrassed.
But that song, it just sends shivers down my spine. It's such an amazing song and it's such a tragedy that she's passed away so young. We weren't going to talk about it.
We did.
You went there,
yeah.
Tears.
Myself,
there's tears.
I wouldn't
cry. Oh, God.
Anyway, so before the break, we were talking about how Matt met his partner and soon to be wedded partner.
Indeed.
And it was online. And we started talking about Grindr and how people meet online. And I know there's a lot of mixed opinions about meeting online, but I'm all for it.
I just love now how socially acceptable it is. It's a few years, like, you'd get back probably that 5 or so years ago and people would, like, really judge you for doing it. Now it's just like you say it and people are like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it's because people are so time poor. It's a really efficient way of meeting
and
someone.
You can,
if you want to get through them, that's the way.
Yeah, and you can just search through the photos and you can find, like, and you can actually read about people and know them before. Like, when you go on a first date, I knew nothing about my boyfriend. I couldn't even remember what he looked like.
Because you
made an IQ on a third. So I think, like, if you do it online, you probably have a better idea than normal people.
That's exactly it, I think. And it is the personality, I think, that shines online, whereas in person you obviously go off aesthetics and it's all about looks. And you don't cross a bar for a person's shining personality. You cross the bar because the person's hot.
Do you ever worry that they're telling you big, naughty fibs, though?
Oh, God, yeah. And there were so many people that did.
But
I mean,
can you tell?
Sometimes, I mean, I'm pretty good with people, so I could tell a few apart, but you hear about all these girls' stories on there who are saying, oh, this guy lied to me about this. He was 5'3" when he said he was 6'4", and he said he was muscly, but I don't know, the only thing muscly about him was his foot and things like that. Like, I don't know. It was just an ongoing list of lies. But then you come across the people who are just really,
genuine.
Really nice and genuine.
Yeah.
But that's not just online. That's any relationship. You're going to meet liars. You're going to meet...
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. People fluff up their resume. They love resume.
The love resume.
The love resume. Speaking of love resumes, not really, but we'd love to hear from you guys because we want to hear your love song dedications.
That was an interesting segue.
Some
wasn't
more
it?
Awkward segues. So you can text us on 0427-JOY949, phone us on 1300-JOY949 or email us onair@joy.org.au and we'd love to hear from you.
And or Twitter.
Tweet. Or Twitter.
Yeah, tweet.
Or tweet us.
Go ahead.
Just tweet.
Just tweet it.
You know, send us a smoke signal, guys. Just anything.
Preferably from the north, which is pretty much the only window we can see out of at the moment.
Now, the next song that we're about to play is one that Patrick picked.
I love that you have to mention I picked it. You're like, I don't want anything to do with this song.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
You are certainly listening to Generation Next. It's currently 26 minutes past 7. You're with Patty, Matt and Emma. And we just got a couple of really funny messages in. One of them was great. Love is the greatest. We love your messages of love. And the other one. So let me get this straight. I'm listening to two straight people and a gay who doesn't know who Whitney is.
That is correct. Yes,
it
you are.
It is correct. Yeah. And look, we did have two gay guys lined up for the show.
Yeah.
But they both called in sick.
Indeed.
And so they were embarrassed. They're like, we don't know who Whitney is either.
I bet they knew who Whitney was.
Oh.
But love is love. It shouldn't matter if we're straight or not. Or whether or not you know about Whitney.
Yeah. Well, the Whitney bit. Matters.
Oh, that matters. Yeah. Yeah, fair point.
Love is
judgment. Shame on you. And then Jesse McCartney as well.
That's all about Jesse McCartney. I'm getting so much hate for this.
You know what? Actually, we were all singing along. I even saw Matt doing the Night of the Roxbury head wiggle dance.
Oh, I love that show.
So we all enjoyed the song. Anyway, we are talking about love. Indeed. We would love to hear more of your messages of love. If I say love more times in the one sentence.
Or mocking. They can send you messages of mocking.
Mock it.
You can mock us. That's fine.
Whatever.
We love it.
We love it, yes. So, please text us in 0427-JOY949 or email us, onair@joy.org.au. So we are talking about love, which brings me into our next topic. How do you guys feel about public displays of affection?
Love it so much. Really? I'm all for it. My boyfriend, he's not, I think he likes it, but he's scared he'll get dashed, is his thing. So, but I'm just, I'm all for it. I'm that annoying person who, that you just want to kill.
Look, I'm all for it to a degree. I mean, I'll kiss my partner, I'll hold her hand, I'll cuddle her, et cetera, et cetera. But the other day outside my work, I saw this couple and it was getting a bit full on. There were hands everywhere and there was groping. And I'm like, wow, maybe I wouldn't do that.
Maybe like a club or something. But that's as far as I was thinking.
Acceptable because everybody's doing it in a club. But these guys were literally on Clarendon Street about to take their clothes off, which just...
Oy, oy, oy. Well, you know, here at the show, we're overwhelmingly pro-love. Which I guess means...
You can say pro-PDA. I'm like, I haven't seen any of that around here yet.
Oh, look, you know, we're not judging.
I just love Michael, who used to be in the show after us, and he used to always say, P-dog, public display of gay. That was just my favourite thing I've ever heard.
You should bring that into the vernacular, I think. That should,
absolutely. That should
definitely circulate.
Welcome back to Generation Next. You're here with Emma, Matt and Patty.
Hi.
How are you?
I sound like Kim and... What was it? Kim and...
Kath and Kim.
Oi. My new thing at work is just talking like this on the phone. I do it all the time. All right, back to love. We're about to talk about cheesy love. And what have you guys done that has been overly cheesy or know someone that's done something?
As I said before, I saw a YouTube video about this. There was a couple and at their wedding, they set off like the normal wedding song and all was well and good. And then just as they were about to start walking down the aisle of the wedding party, they just burst into this dance song number and everybody was just absolutely blitzing it down the aisle. I'm like, oh, that's the best thing ever. I wish I knew how to dance.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I want to do something like that.
Well, the crowd was really getting into it.
My fictional wedding. I don't know if this will make everyone feel a bit sick, but sometimes my boyfriend sends me little poems on text message.
Poems. In text message, though.
Yeah, just fairly small ones, but still. Hey, guys, we just got in a message, and I've got to read it out loud because I think it's great.
That's a fair point.
How can you call Love Actually a love movie? One couple are headed for divorce, another couple didn't get together, a friend trying to steal your fiancé, wasn't there only one happy couple in the end? So, and I guess, I mean, there are all kinds of love.
Yeah, there are all kinds of love. I mean, Love Actually, I think that was the literal...
Just ask Toni Braxton.
Toni Braxton, there you go.
She
Unbreak
can tell
my
you
heart.
Sometimes.
She gets hurt. Everybody understands. Write a song about it.
I am... terrible at the cheesy love. I think I do such bad things. I remember once for my boyfriend, I wrote on post-its everywhere with reasons why I loved him and stuck them everywhere.
That's adorable.
In fireplace. Cool. And then once I just like bought rose petals and just put them everywhere.
Speaking of cheesy things, I remember an ex-girlfriend I had, I did the whole candles thing. And it was in my apartment at the time. And I did candles literally the entire way from the door to the bedroom. I forgot she was asthmatic and the candles had actually stolen all the oxygen out of the room. She walked in and almost fainted. And I'm like, wow, I didn't think this through properly at all.
But she fainted and you're like, good reaction. I
did awesome. Not going to call an ambulance here. This is brilliant.
That is hilarious.
I know. Well, then I did sort of a similar thing when I proposed and I did candles, but I did a lot less. I wanted to go over the
just
top.
Just in case you became asthmatic.
So it's not that I don't love you, okay? It's just I didn't want to kill you.
Stop trying to kill the women in your life.
Can't help it.
Guys, we'd love to hear about your tacky or, you know, romantic gestures. Let us know on 042. Sorry. Oh, Matt. 0427 Joy 94.9.
0427 Joy 94.9.
I can't help laughing when you said you fainted. Oh, God.
I just love cheesy love when you like, at the time, you're like, I'm so romantic and cool. And then you repeat to people and they just start laughing. Yeah. You're like, is that what my partner thought at the time?
Well, oh, no.
What are you
guys? I didn't think about that before he said that.
Oh, no.
Maybe she thought it was cheesy.
No, I'm sure she didn't.
I nearly killed her for it too, so I hope she thought it was good.
What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day? Give me some ideas.
I'm all alone.
No.
My boyfriend's away all week, so I'm alone. I'm going to sit in my apartment and just cry or go out one or the other.
You should do like the typical Valentine's Day thing. Get some ice cream and just cry the whole night.
Oh, yeah. But like eat it out of the tub?
Yes.
Of course.
My friends and I used to have, all my single friends and I, we used to have a thing called Phelan. Valentine's Day where we'd all go over to someone's house and bake, like, you know, heart-shaped cookies and sort of break them apart. And
that's passive aggressive.
Really, and we'd watch horror movies where really attractive people killed each other or, you know, attractive couples got murdered one by one.
And you had little dolls you stabbed.
Yeah, pretty much. It was always really fun. But, you know, this year, because I'm in a relationship, I guess we've got to do the Valentine's Day thing. Because, you know, if you don't do it, you can hurt their feelings.
I like Valentine's Day, but I just find it just too many days of the year need to be romantic. I'm like, maybe celebrate it, but don't get a present. I don't think Valentine's Day deserves a present. Well,
there's a lot of people saying that Valentine's Day has become commercial. It's just a commercial holiday. But, I mean, people saying about Christmas, Easter, birthdays.
Well, as long as you're doing something nice for someone, you can feel good about it, whether or not you're, you know,
just need to have a day for
lining the pockets
just
of
be lovely.
Corporate giants. But the thing I'll is, like, it. I've been a poor student for so long that my boyfriend always pays for everything. So this Valentine's Day, I'm taking him out for a nice dinner.
Nice.
Gonna wine and dine. And then we're going to
a restaurant.
A movie.
Yeah, I was waiting.
We're going to a movie.
Yeah, sorry,
guys. We're going to a film. We're about to play another song.
We are?
We are.
What's the song?
Oh, why would you ask me that?
Under pressure.
Oh, look, it's by Elton John. You'll like it, okay?
Oh, your song. You are listening to Generation Next on Joy 949. Look, you've only got 10 minutes, but if you feel you can get in, you can hit us on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Oh, it doesn't take 10 minutes to send a text message, guys.
No, take 20 seconds out of your day to send us a text message and tell us how much you love us or your partner. We're not really fast. We'll take the love,
yeah.
I think. On the note of love, I should probably say Happy Valentine's Day to my partner.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. For tomorrow. Not for today. So just record this and then play it to yourself tomorrow while I'm at work.
when he kills you with the candle flame.
remember this moment.
Yeah. He tries to kill you with the candle flame. You can play it over and over.
The candle flame sounds like I'm going to bring a flamethrower home and just torch the house.
Well, you know, you obviously can't be trusted around.
No, fire. Probably don't bring fire to a Valentine's Day, people. Just avoid the candles at all costs. Emma, what were you doing for you were going out to a restaurant and you were...
And then to the movies.
And Patty was crying alone into some ice cream. I'm actually not doing anything because I'm getting married in a week and a half. So we figure our money would be probably better spent on a marriage as opposed to a Valentine's Day because we'd feel awful if we had a Valentine's Day and then couldn't get married.
Absolutely.
Tell a bunch of people, don't come.
Yeah.
Had Valentine's Day.
And if you get married, you've got, you know, 1,000 Valentine's Days to look forward to in the future.
Indeed.
Maybe not 1,000.
Kind of. Yeah, I'm quite impressed with your lifespan.
I have discovered the secret of ageless youth.
Really didn't think that one through, did I? No.
Now, what we wanted to discuss also was gift ideas. What was your idea of a fantastic gift idea? Now, again, you can text us on 0427JOY949 for any gift ideas you might have. But, Patty, what were you thinking for a gift idea?
Well, the first thing I said to my boyfriend, I'm like, $20 limit. I'm one of those. And now he's not here. I'm like, I'm not buying a gift.
$20 limit. That's great.
Oh, don't do a voucher. I've seen so many people do vouchers for Valentine's Day.
There's no thought for gifts for a partner.
Oh, why?
Oh, did you buy one?
No.
Oh, good.
Thought about it. Why?
My boyfriend's one of these people who can put a lot of thought in a present.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's so sweet. Aww. I got you something totally irrelevant to anything you like.
Yeah, oh, no. He's like painted you a mosaic. And you're just like, oh, here's a
voucher.
I don't know. I guess with vouchers, you should really know them well enough to be able to pick them a gift. Unless you know that they want a voucher.
True.
Which really never happens.
No. Who wants a voucher? Is there anybody out there that's like, please get me a voucher from... For Christmas,
I
or
don't
birthday.
Mind a good voucher. Like, I prefer a good voucher rather than just get a dodgy. Like, I'd rather all people put in and gave me the same voucher rather than just dodgy little gifts.
I usually say that to my mum and dad. I'm like, guys, you know, you can get me a voucher or cash.
Cash. Best present ever is cash.
Yeah. So, honestly, you know, if you're listening and anyone wants to get me a Valentine's Day gift,
send some cash to Emma.
Cash it on up.
We love cash.
Guys, we're about to hear some CSAs. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Generation Next is with you at the moment, which tonight is Matt, Pat and Emma. We do change hosts every now and then, but tonight it's us. Yay!
Special people.
So it's currently 7:56, so it's nearly time for us to say goodbye, sadly.
Sad face.
But look, before I go, we have sort of a sister station show in Perth on RTR FM 92.12, The Sound Alternative, and they have a queer show, and it's a queer youth show, and I thought we were the only one, but no, apparently not.
There's two.
And they're having their second birthday on Wednesday the 15th of Feb. It's on our Facebook page if you'd like more details. If you are in Perth, why not go down and help celebrate their birthday with them?
Indeed.
Why
Head
not?
Down there. Say hello.
Yeah. So we're about to hear one more song.
We'll say goodbye then.
We'll say goodbye.
Bye,
bye
have
everyone.
A great
have
Valentine's
fun. Have a fantastic
Day.
Valentine's Day.
Yes, please have a very good Valentine's
Day. No candles.
No candles.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.